Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and WNST.net. You know, I'm losing my voice, so luckily I've got other people here to talk to us about all sorts of things. Jack Youngblood is a frequent contributor to our program here each and every year. Sometimes you bring the Hall of Fame jacket, sometimes the Hall of Fame shirt, always the ring, and always a tan and a smile and some stories.
And that's something, man. Isn't that something?
Man, you put your hands, how does the ring get across? So you got that knuckle going on.
Oh, yeah.
That looks uncomfortable, Jack.
It is.
So I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong about that.
No, absolutely.
How's life for you?
Great.
Where are you living? You're in L.A.?
No. We got back to Florida.
You got back to Florida?
I was a Florida boy.
Well, I knew that.
Tried to get back. And 95, got back to Winter Park.
And that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Golfing?
Yep.
Doing any of that kind of stuff?
I can't golf. The left shoulder it doesn't work. It doesn't work anymore.
Well, I mean, you played the game at a high level for a long, long time. And, I guess all of us, when we see a guy of your age, we always wonder, how you feeling? And I guess that's kind of a statement of what football does to players, right?
Well, I tell people this, not so much the model, it's the mileage.
That's got a lot of miles on it.
There's a lot of mileage on this thing.
over bumpy roads.
Like I said, I have been blessed way beyond what I deserve because I haven't been orthopedically cut on yet.
Really?
And yeah. And I've had teammates and players around the league. You know, they've got half their body is artificial. Knees, shoulders, back, but I've been blessed, and maybe sometime before good Lord takes me home. But right now, we need some aspirin,
through the day. Maybe a beverage.
Some Aleve.
Little Aleve.
Adult beverage, that sort of thing. You know, for you having this legacy with the Rams, it's been a hell of an interesting ride. I mean, it hadn't been easy. I mean, they moved to St. Louis and then they moved back. There are a lot of people that don't remember the L.A. Rams. It's all sort of you knew. I said the other day, it was the weirdest thing ever going into that dome in St. Louis and seeing your name on the wall, right? I mean,
right.
And I would think it was probably a little weird for you. Very sad for the people of St. Louis. I'm from Baltimore, Jack. I know what it was like to lose our football team.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. You know, I got mad at them when they left L.A., and then I got mad at them again when they left St. Louis. and that brings them back home where they're supposed to be. But I think it was so much of a distraction of trying to get them to get that whole family of the Ram organization moved to La La Land.
Oh, I saw it in Baltimore when the Browns and Art Modell came in and trying to set up shop and playing in an old stadium and, taking on the old city's pissed and, other people, and there's politics involved. But in L.A., there's going to be a day where they're going to open a stadium out there 2-3 years from now. They're going to play Super Bowls and combines. They're going to do all. Are you looking forward to that? Are you going to get on an airplane and go out there and be the Ram and be the Hall of Famer and see, I mean, you can picture what that stadium's going to look like because you've probably been to Dallas. You've probably been to some of these new stadiums.
I've seen the mock-up of it, and it's going to be fantastic. It is going to be the state of the art.
Taj Mahal. Yeah, literally.
Yeah,
right?
And everybody's going to have to follow suit. You know, they're going to have to, everybody else in the league is going to try to match what he's done. And it's going to be a big step.
Jack Youngblood is here, Hall of Famer, of course, and here by Ryder Systems. Tell me a little bit about Ryder, because I know they're bringing you around here and having some fun with you.
I'm loving being a part of Ryder and what they're doing with veterans today. They're hiring veterans, right and left. They've over the past 5 years, I think they've hired 4,800 veterans. And I look at it like this: it's like they're going out there and they're drafting veteran football players for their football team. I mean, they're going and getting guys who've already been trained. They've already got experience. They play on a team. They know what it means to be a teammate, and they do a good job. I mean, and there's not many companies in the country that are doing the work that Ryder's doing.
Well, the only way we get successful stories when people come out of the military and get into civilian life is to have employment and to have that be a big part of what part of the promise is, I think, for America. And we talk about that every year around here. We have Wounded Warriors and football games, and I know you participated for years in those type of events.
Exactly,
here.
Exactly. I always do. And we'll always, you know, follow up with those guys. They've got a program matching veterans with jobs. And, you know, in mind, that's an emotional thing that I appreciate that what the company's doing.
Appreciate the work you're doing. Luke, you got some football for Jack.
Well, I just wanted to ask you a little more about the Los Angeles. Your experiences as a player, you worked in the front office after you retired. You know, we hear so much in this day and age in 2017 about how much thirst there might be or may not be in L.A. for football. Do you think it'll work there? Do you think the city will embrace the Rams again, or is it going to come down to what we usually think, winning? And oh yeah, the Chargers now too.
Well, and that experiment's already been done, and it's been proven that two football teams don't fit in L.A. Now they can in New York, and it's worked there for a long time, but it didn't work in L.A. And I don't know whether it was the Raiders' fault or what it was, but I think they're a one team, you know, one football team town. Not so much like the baseball or the basketball is. There's so much going on in L.A. It's so big, it's huge, and at times it can be just awful trying to commute anywhere there.
That's why you left, right? Traffic, right? You could have that sunshine out there.
I had to get back to the farm. There was way too much concrete out there.
Well, Jack, you know, we come here every year, and the Patriots are in this game. And you played this game at a high level for a long time, trying to win championships. This is incredible what this franchise has done. It's certainly a lot less fun for the rest of us, but watching it, I mean, we always want to see something great, something that's never been done before. Certainly Tom Brady's an astronaut in trying to do this into his 40s.
Exactly. It's amazing that he's playing at that high level at this point in his career. I love to see perfection, and he's come close to it. And I enjoy watching him play the game. His thoughts are like two heartbeats ahead of everybody else's.
It's a beautiful game to watch unless you're trying to play defense against it.
Unless you're trying to kiss him. Yeah. It
would have been good for you to have to go after him.
We'd get after it.
I'm sure you would. Deacon and all those guys would have done that. Jack Youngblood is here on behalf of Ryder. They have an on-time delivery rate of 99% with over 80 years of experience and 230,000 vehicles managed and 800 maintenance facilities. And you can find out at Ryder.com for all your company transportation needs. Thanks for coming by.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You look nice in a blue jacket, too, but I see that yellow jacket.
I enjoy that everywhere. You can't wear that everywhere. It causes a commotion. I wore it through the airport the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I won't ever do that again.
People just want to touch it.
Well, John Randall told us that he keeps it in his car if he ever gets pulled over for speeding. He puts it on, and the officer says, hey, Hall of Famer, John Randall.
Who I am. So
there you go, Jack Youngblood.
I got to go check out
You got to use that up. Jack Youngblood here, courtesy of a Ryder as well. You can find me out in the Bayou Toyota Audio Vault 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. We're down here in Houston the rest of the week. My hat should tell you so. It's Super Bowl 51. We're at the George Rufus Brown Convention Center. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, and WNST Towson Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore sports.